The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. What happened to John over there in Easton? He was on the 800 number and wanted to get in the contest. I'd like to talk to him. And he hung up like 1 minute before we went on the air, but that's okay. Call back, John, if you like. Let's talk to Kenneth there in Baltimore, and then we'll talk to our guest, Mike Naylor. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm well.
Good, good. Getting right to have some coffee here in a few minutes. I'm going to call you and try and get on the muzzleloader contest.
All right. Well, you are in. You're in for both November and December.
Awesome.
How about that? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. I was talking to my grandson yesterday. He called me.
Yep.
He said, "Pop, Pop," he said, "I'm going to go hunting." But, you know, I've been talking about going hunting and stuff, you know, but I don't have no buddies that know how to act when they get into the woods.
Ah, I understand.
So I try to stay away from them.
That makes sense.
A little bit.
Makes sense.
So, well, yeah, because it's always safety first, you know.
We are our own worst enemies, aren't we?
Man.
I'm seeing pictures online of dads and uncles and grandfathers bragging about their kids with their deer.
Right.
And they've got the shotgun or the rifle laying across the deer pointed right at the kid.
Yeah, pointing right towards the cameraman.
No, right towards the kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with the bolt closed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just, I can't believe it. It's like, what the hell did you learn in hunter safety education course? You never point a firearm at anyone unless you intend to pull the trigger.
Well, you know?
At anything, excuse me, you know?
About two and a half weeks ago, I stopped over Clyde's.
Right.
Sporting Good.
Yep.
And, you know, he has those magazines that
you
read. And I said, you know what? I said, man, I'm going to try and call Alan.
Yeah.
If I can get on this muzzleloader contest.
Well, there you go. Sure.
So I figured I'd give you a call early this morning.
All right. Well, Kenneth, you're in, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy.
You have a good day now.
Yep. Stay away from those ne'er-do-wells, okay?
Yes, man.
All right, buddy. You got kids and grandkids now to think of.
Well, yep. Well, all my children are grown.
Yeah.
But I have a grandson and only one grandson.
Get him out there. Get him out there. My son-in-law is teaching his nephew. Started with a BB gun. Went to the 22.
Yep.
You know, they're getting ready.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
All right, Kenneth. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye
bye. There he goes. Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I called to talk to your listeners about an open house that we're having on the Eastern Shore on Monday.
Well, let's figure out who you are first. Mike, you are Mike Naylor, and what's your title with the department, Mike?
I'm a biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, and I've been tasked with managing the State Lakes Protection and Restoration Fund.
The State Lakes
Protection and Restoration,
Fund. Okay.
The legislature is going to give us the plan right now is $3 million over the next 3 years to try to protect and restore our state-owned lakes.
Okay. And this was a bill that was passed in the General Assembly.
That's right. House Bill 860 started the whole thing.
I got it.
Most recently, Senate Bill 396. And Senate Bill 501 last year made this money available to the department to spend. And so we're doing some outreach now, going around and talking to people.
Got it. Well, good. Well, what's the plan? Tell me a little bit about what you're thinking about. I mean, you want public input, obviously. And you're having this series of meetings around the state. How are they going? Are people going, coming to the meetings and talking about Deep Creek and, you know, the other ones?
We had an amazing turnout out at Deep Creek Lake a few days ago. It was remarkable. We had a huge room full of people. But some of our other open houses have not been nearly as successful.
Ah, okay.
You know, having lived on the Eastern Shore and spent a lot of time fishing and doing all sorts of things in and around your reservoirs over there, you know, I think...
Well, I live in Easton, so, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Easton, so I'm an Eastern Shore resident.
Yeah, I lived in Easton for years, and I used to spend a lot of time in Tuckahoe State Park.
Yep, a lot of good fishing there.
Yeah, and Tuckahoe Reservoir is one of the ones we're talking about. And, you know, there's a lot of things that could potentially be done with this funding. You know, vegetation control. Anyone who fishes Tuckahoe has probably seen the invasive plants that are growing along the shoreline near the road there that make it pretty difficult to fish.
That's true.
The reservoir, unless you have a boat.
Right.
And, you know, we have those problems all over the place. You're fortunate that the Fisheries Service does an excellent job managing the game fish populations in that water body, and they do stocking and some habitat improvement to improve fishing, but they rarely have funds that are available just to do kind of whatever you want with, whatever the public wants. And so we have a pretty unique opportunity here to really make things happen, and no one knows these water bodies better than the fishermen.
Exactly. So what you're doing is you're inviting fishermen that are listening to this audience from, you know, those that fish on the Eastern Shore, Delmarva, to come to this meeting and tell us where the meeting is and when it is, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the focus is going to be on or what you're looking for. Okay.
Yeah, it's this coming Monday, December 3rd at the Atkins Arboretum there at Tuckahoe.
Okay.
It'll run from 2 to 6.
Okay.
It's an open house. There's no presentation. You just show up. We'll have the managers from the reservoirs there to talk to, as well as some biologists who specialize in different fields. I'll be there, and it should be really interesting. We get some really good discussions from people. We're going to bring a lot of maps so people can tell us exactly where they think things should happen. And anyone who wants to come, I'd strongly encourage you to come out.
Okay. So how do you get there?
Directions?
Yeah. What's the easiest way? If I'm coming from the Eastern Shore, 404 to where?
Honestly, you'd be better at explaining that than I would be, probably. I've become so reliant on Google Maps these days.
All right.
It's been 25 years since I lived there.
All right. So Atkins Arboretum, maybe Robin will look that up and give me the address so that somebody can go on their GPS or put it in their GPS or figure that up.
That's all right.
Two to six on Monday.
Yeah.
And tell me the waterways other than Tuckahoe that you're talking about. I know Unicorn Lake is one of them. What else?
Unicorn Lake, Smithville Lake, Tuckahoe Lake, Wymills Lake. I think that's it, right?
Okay. Well,
for the state, we only are able to use the money in the state-owned lakes.
The state-owned lakes.
A lot of lakes in Maryland, over 400 lakes.
Right. So, you know, like the local Baltimore reservoirs here that are owned by the city of Baltimore don't qualify for that.
That's right.
But Deep Creek Lake, Lake Habib up there in western Maryland, there's a couple more. Those are the ones that are qualifying for this program. So, I mean, you know, if any of our Eastern Shore listeners would like to call and tell us what some of the issues are, maybe you could use that as part of the public input. Those of you on the Maryland's Eastern Shore that fish those lakes, Unicorn Lake, Smithville Lake, Wymills Lake and Tuckahoe Lake, you know, let us know what problems you find. I'm guessing somebody's going to say there's too many snags or, how's access now to these places? Are there boat ramps on all these lakes or?
They all have boat ramps already.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all except maybe Uryville have at least some kind of dock.
Uryville, that's the one we didn't mention. Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of dock structure.
Right.
A lot of them tend to have vegetation problems. Uryville is a classic example.
Uryville's horrible.
Yeah,
I go
really
by that
difficult.
From time to time, no question. Yep.
Really difficult to fish there.
Yep.
And you know, aquatic vegetation control is certainly something that could be considered.
Something on the table. Sure.
A lot of ways to do that. So, I think access is pretty good at these reservoirs, certainly
right.
compared to some places like Deep Creek Lake that are really tricky to fish. But,
Well, access is the key to anything, you know. To hunting and fishing, you got to be able to get to the water, you know. And look, getting to the water. When I was a kid, I mean, that meant parking along the highway, crossing the highway in front of traffic, going down over an embankment, working your way through the trails down to the river and, trying to figure out how not to fall in the river on your way to the river. Other places were impossible to fish from shore. You needed a boat to fish there. So I can see the concerns. I can see people that are interested in fishing those areas to come to the meeting. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and if they can't come to the meeting, they can certainly send comments by email to myself personally. They can call me at my cell phone, and I'll give you both of those numbers certainly before I sign off here.
Sure.
You talked about access. My access as a kid growing up in Carroll County often involved crossing a barbed wire fence and dodging cows.
Been there, done that.
I had to get down to
been
it.
There. Oh, I was afraid of my uncle's cows. They were nasty. They were brown Swiss. And they were not the funnest critters to deal with.
Yeah, one of my favorite ponds, you had to always sort of keep one eye on where the cows were and one eye in the water.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, they didn't like in their water hole, that's for sure.
No, not a bit.
Yep. So, yeah, that's funny. Yes. That is funny. So, yeah, I remember the barbed wire and the cows and the biggest thing with the landmines that the cows left in the field.
So, well, at least you had the water there.
At least. But you know what? If they were dried up, that was a good place to find worms.
That's right.
Trout fishing. So, all right, man. Now you're taking me way back, Mike. Sorry about that.
And talking about access, one of the big issues we're having here is most of our state-owned lakes are old, and as lakes age, they typically become filled with nutrient-bearing sediments.
Yep.
And they become more eutrophic, which is nutrient enriched.
Yep.
And you tend to get algae blooms.
Yep.
You certainly see it in Uryville. I've seen it pretty bad in Smithville Lake.
Yep.
So there are things you can do to try to mitigate the impacts of eutrophication. And all those are all things that
sure.
we sort of lay out in our open house and we want to talk to people about, because you don't want to take a measure that makes it more difficult for someone to access the water or to fish or to bird or to do anything else on these reservoirs.
Sure.
So
very nice.
That's why we're going around.
I got it. So once again, that's 2-6 at Adkins Arboretum in Ridgely on Monday. And people who fish the lakes, the Eastern Shore lakes, ponds, state-owned lakes, and we've named them a couple times, they can check in with you, or they can go online and I think I can provide a link if anybody wants to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or they can go online to the DNR website. And where would they find this information? On the fishing page?
The easiest way to find things these days is to just search.
Search.
And I would say search Lakes Protection Restoration from the DNR page, and you'll go right to a page, and you'll see a lot of reports that have been done about this and the summary of the bills. And actually, all of our open house materials are all there online for people.
I saw that. Is that that's a PowerPoint?
Yeah, it's set up as a PDF file. So
yep,
anybody should be able to open it.
You can download it and print it out if you want.
Absolutely. You bring it to the event if you come.
Sure.
You can circle things you'd like or don't like. And
okay.
Again, this isn't really, we're not laying out a plan for what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going out to people and asking them what they think we should do. And to be clear, it's not just fishermen, of course. It could be birders or hunters, or there's a lot of people that use our waterways for a variety of things.
Exactly. So, no question.
And yeah. Again, they can email me directly. I'm Mike.Naylor, Naylor at Maryland.gov, or you can call me on my cell, 410-353-2049. That's my direct line, and anyone is welcome to call me at any time to talk about this.
410-353-2049.
2049.
Yeah, said it. Did it better.
2049. Call me as soon as I hang up.
Okay. 410-353-2049.
That's right.
All right. And that's your direct. Okay.
That's my direct line.
And if anybody inquires the rest of the show or later, I'll when I'm off the air, sometimes people text me, hey, what was that guy's name? Mike.Naylor, Naylor, at Maryland.gov. Direct line, 410-353-2049.
Yep.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I think you've done a very, very nice job of presenting the issue, and let's hope the fishermen respond.
I sure hope so. And you'll have at least till the end of the year.
Right.
to make comments.
Very good. You can make comments online to the online listing there that people can go on and find and make comments on their own after they download or read the PowerPoint or the PDF presentation that you have about the different things that you can do. Great.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike. Listen.
Thank you, Alan.
Hey, look, have a great holiday season, you and yours, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Whoa. I did that. Sorry. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody wants more information on that, certainly feel free to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Go to the DNR page if you like. Right now it's time for me to tell you about some of our sponsors. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Deer hunters, you know, you can take the picture of your deer in there and show it around, and everybody will pat you on the back and say, what'd you get them with, and that type of thing. It's kind of like old home week in there sometimes, you know, especially after the hunt. Like the old checking stations used to be, just about. But if you're looking to purchase something for the upcoming hunting season to make you, or the current hunting season to make you more successful, well, they've got a full line of ammunition. Those are one of the things that people need. Optics, another thing that you need. Costa sunglasses for those bright days, which we haven't had many of. Yeti coolers, bags, and tumblers. Keep your coffee in. Bubba blade knives if you want to cut your own venison. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, all kinds of gear, camo. Large selection of clothing like banded camo for the waterfowlers, and scent lock apparel for the deer hunters. A large selection of boots, hips, and waders as well. Waterfowl picking services for ducks and geese. You can get them breasted out. You get the whole bird picked if you like, and that's even better. Muzzleloader season coming back in. They've got Thompson Center CVA and all the accessories to match, all the ammo too. Raven crossbows, Excalibur, 10-point, Mission, Barnett, Matthews, compound bows, and more, all at Chesapeake Outdoors, your hunting headquarters on Maryland's Eastern Shore, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. 410-604-2500 is the phone number, and the directions are Route 50 East, right across the Bay Bridge from the Western Shore, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, Chester, Maryland. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, Maryland. Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Well, let me tell you about Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They, you know, not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, but all day today, Saturday. And the delicious, most delicious, fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, the Delmarva Peninsula, all of Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia, the entire East Coast. As a matter of fact, I will spread that right out to the United States of America. When I'm on Route 50, I'm headed to the deer stand or duck blind or goose pit, my mouth, my belly. Can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of coffee. Hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. It's a pink one with sprinkles on it, pink icing with sprinkles on it. And then there's a chocolate donut on the front of the building, and the big pink one's on the highway sign, too. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Just think about big donut. And, you know, Dave is honoring an angler, too. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello, Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Or maybe not. But maybe you will. But maybe you won't. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, and hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, I just talked about Clyde Sports Shop and the great BPS shotgun, and not only that, but the AB3 combo rifle with the scope. But let me talk about the X-Bolt. Now, that X-Bolt is the next generation of the A-Bolt, the old famous, world famous A-Bolt. The X-Bolt is extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, and detachable rotary magazine. Then, even a step up from that is the Hell's Canyon. Comes in three different models. The Speed, which is a shorter barrel. The Long Range, which is a long barrel. And then the McMillan models, which is somewhere in between. It comes in the Arid Urban Camo, Dura-Touch finish. Cerakote finish, fluted, sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. Now, why the threaded muzzle brake? Well, threaded muzzle brake allows you to take that muzzle brake off and put a suppressor on there if you like. It's a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, and I will tell you, it comes in select calibers. It is a beautiful firearm, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, for any type of big game hunting that you would like to do. And we'll give you one more. Let's talk about the Maxis, an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. That is the Maxis in Mossy Oak Camo. You will enjoy your visit to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer in Lansdowne, Maryland, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Put a 410 in front of it. That's Clyde's.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR.
little George Jones there, a high-tech redneck. He's got more technology than me and smarter at it. Let's talk to John in Nottingham. Good morning, John, and then Timothy in South Baltimore next. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Alan.
I'm good. Morning, John.
Of course, I called in for the contest.
Sure.
I have a question about soft crab sandwiches. I understand on the Eastern Shore, they like to put a piece of scrapple on their sandwich. Is that true?
As far as a soft crab?
Right.
You know, I don't know that, but it doesn't sound like a bad idea. You can put scrapple on anything for me.
Okay.
Come on. You're talking scrapple now. You're talking, you can put that on, you know, you can put a Lebanon bologna sandwich with mustard on and put a piece of scrapple on it. I love scrapple, but scrapple and a soft crab. I have to ask Robin about that. That sounds like a really
I don't know. I just
really
heard the radio and somebody was pulling
really
my
good
egg,
combination. Really
okay.
good combination.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, now you know what you could do?
Yeah.
You take a little of the scrapple and break it down, you know, and get make a batter out of it for a soft crab sandwich.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm giving everybody inspiration out there now. I'll tell you. Scrapple! It's scrapple. Yeah. Thanks for the call, John.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
You.
See you, buddy. Wow. Timothy in South Baltimore. Good morning, Timothy. How are you? Hello, Timothy. You with me? I think Timothy had to leave. Sorry about that, Timothy. Sorry for the wait. You were on during the commercial. So, all right. We've got all the names here. And we're going to mix up the, well, let me get the rest of the tickets out here because this takes a little bit of time. Okay, and we'll go all the way out to that number right there, and we will mix that up and see who that is. Give me a minute to tear these tickets apart. No callers? All right. The rest of the callers after we draw this name will be in the December drawing. Now, those of you who called in this morning are already in the December drawing, but after we draw this person's name, whoever it might be, we are going to mix up these tickets. Each name has a number associated with it. If you could see on the Ellis Outdoorsman webcam, you would see that I am taking a strip of tickets. I'm mixing them up. Everybody has a number. I'm putting them in my hat, except for that one. Except for that one I dropped. I got it. It's recovered. Back in the hat it goes. We'll mix them up. Let's see who happens to come out here with a number. Ticket is number 19. Number 19. And that is one of the ones that either texted or emailed me. Hold on. Let's see whose name is on that. Brandon Barrow. Brandon Barrow. I will give Brandon a call, or he can call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or we'll get in touch with Brandon and see where he lives and get a muzzleloader shipped out to him. There you go. Thanks for playing, everybody. Now we've got a list of folks who are already started in the December contest. Oh, Chris walked out. You just want to cross these numbers off, and we'll start on the next one. Very good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we will talk to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. What's up?
We talk about hunter safety and stuff. Now, I'm not a hunter, but I've seen this, but people doing this all the time, and I've seen a picture of it on Facebook. Some idiot, if you shoot a deer, a buck, don't walk up on it thinking it's dead to check to see if it's dead and going to hold its antlers, because some guy did that, and it gouged him, and it cut his skull wide open, man.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that video. I don't think that was in Maryland, but, you know.
No, but what I suggest to people is, go behind the buck and kick it to make sure it's dead. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about kicking it. I mean, you can pretty much see if the deer's eyes are closed, you know it's still alive.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people will go up, they'll touch the from behind, they'll touch the deer. They won't kick it. You know, that just kind of adds insult to injury, in my opinion. But I've seen people touch them with their gun barrel. I've seen people, you know, throw a stone at them. I've seen people go up and touch them on the eye, on the ear, you know, to right. get to get a reaction. But, you know, a lot of times, if you've been out hunting a lot, you pretty much know. You pretty much know.
Oh, I got you. Well, he was a big, big buck. He was a big boy. He had some big horns on him.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
When people win this muzzleloader, how do you know if they have a criminal record or not?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
A muzzleloader is an unregulated firearm. It can ship it right to your house.
Oh, so you taught me something new, Alan.
Well.
And people on Eastern Shore do not eat scrapple with salt crabs.
They don't.
No, I used to live up there.
Oh, well, how do you know? Do you know everybody on the Eastern Shore?
Well, no, I don't.
Huh? Have you ever seen me eat a soft crab sandwich? How do you know I don't put scrapple on mine?
Well, that's true.
I used to eat scrapple with syrup on it, maple syrup and scrapple. I mean, you just, oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. I can't do the sugar. So salt and pepper it is for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Soft crabs are good any time of the year. They're really, but.
Yeah.
When's the end of the season for them?
We're done, soft crabs.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep, we're done.
So if you're getting them, you're getting them from somewhere else.
Yep, that's for sure. They will be imported from another state somewhere, okay?
I got you. Have a safe weekend, buddy.
All right, same to you, Claude. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, pal.
Bye-bye. Colleen, Riviera Beach.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Oh, I entered the contest.
Okay.
For my, my granddaughter's husband, who is a hunter.
Right.
And,
well, you got another chance now for December.
Yes. And I think I'm going to win, Alan.
Do you?
I just got this feeling.
Well, you never know. You never know. It's all.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
It's all in the luck of the draw.
Yeah, right. Listen, what are the rules, okay, when you go down, like, the Eastern Shore to hunt, as far as drinking beer?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
When you're out there in the woods doing, can you have beer out there too?
Well, yeah, but it's not a good idea if you've got a firearm or if you're up in a tree stand or something like that. Well, I mean, you know, look, there's beer in camp. I'm sure there's beer in every hunting camp.
Right.
But to my knowledge, people don't hammer on the beers and then go out in the woods. I hope they don't. I don't want to be there. You know, I don't want to be there. It just leads to lack of judgment when it comes to getting in a deer stand.
Oh, absolutely.
You can fall out of the tree.
Or shoot somebody.
You can shoot somebody. Yeah, you can injure yourself. You can make a poor decision. Your aim can be off. You can wound an animal. I mean, you know, alcohol and firearms do not mix. Alcohol and hunting, unless it's after the hunt, you know, and
right.
the guns are put away, you know, nobody's touching any firearms, nobody's
right.
got their bow or crossbow out, you know, nobody's, hey, look at my gun, hey, look at how this works, that ain't gonna happen, not in my camp, not in my world, sorry.
Well, let me say, about five, six years ago, now I'm in Riviera Beach in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
a big deer, was in the backyard. He was hopping the fences. I mean, it was amazing. And my daughter lived next door, and he went in the pool. He ruined the pool cover. He was so upset. And then when he got into one of the yards, he was so tired, he just sat down on the deck, and he was just sitting there. And we took pictures of him.
Huh.
I mean, it was so sad because, I mean, I didn't know what to do. Nobody knew what to do.
Let him alone.
Took off.
Let him alone.
You know, he just took off, and God knows where he went.
Let him alone.
Yeah, it was sad though. You know.
Well, you know what? He was probably searching out a doe. He probably got trapped in his backyards and his fences and pools and everything else. Landscape not familiar to him. The
yeah.
doe probably just skirted around the area. He got all excited. And maybe had too many beers, and he just went. Crazy out there, you know, and he wore himself out jumping all those fences and just got tired and tongue hung out and he just had to take a break. That's all.
All right. It was really good talking to you.
Hey, did you ever see the deer pictures where the deer's tongue is hanging out?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, hunters tend to take a picture, you know, with their deer, with their dead deer, their dead buck, and a lot of times that buck's tongue will be hanging out. You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, well, the hunters go online and you'll see it all over the place. But the hunters know what that is. They, you know, they're the ones that are listening. They know about those deer's tongues hanging out. You know. You know why they do? You know why the deer's tongue hangs out? They don't have a middle finger.
Oh my God.
You have a wonderful day, Colleen.
Good for the deer.
No beers in camp.
No beers in camp.
See you, girl. Bye bye.
All right, bye.
I hope I've inspired you to have scrapple for breakfast. I hope I've given you a laugh. I did hear a story the other day. Do you know, Chris? Now you went to school, right? You went to at least to high school.
Oh, college.
You went to college.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you know that there's a fine line between numerator and denominator, but only a fraction of people know that? (clears throat) 410 WCBM 680. Come on, let's get in this muzzleloader contest for December. Chris has the paperwork right over there. He sure does. All right, let's see. DNR open house on the Eastern Shore. This is from Mike. Yep, you're welcome. Yep. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. All right, we've got people that want to know where the thing is. Captain Dawn wants to know where the event is. It's at the Adkins Arboretum in Ridgely. And Dawn, after the show, I will send you that because they do have a website, adkinsarboretum.org. It's Monday. It is Monday, 2 to 6. It's in Caroline County. The address, the physical address, is 12610. Eveland Road, Eveland Road in Ridgely, Maryland. So you can put that in your GPS. 12610 Eveland Road, Ridgely, Maryland in Caroline County. It's not far off of 404. So, and the website is adkinsarboretum.org. You can go on the DNR website, just Google DNR web, DNR Maryland, and you'll come up with a website. You'll be able to go right to that page and download that information. If you need me to forward it to you, I'll be more than glad to do that. So, man, I'm worn out. I've been talking all morning. Long drive, too. I hope it stays dry on the way home. What's the weather supposed to be? I heard the weatherman say half inch of rain today somewhere.
Well, we do have a weather report coming up, but
yeah,
it is supposed to rain today.
It's supposed to rain?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm not sure when.
More good news for deer hunters out there.
Exactly.
It was wet out there last week. It was wet all afternoon the first day.
Yesterday was the wettest, I think, with the end of the wettest November, and I don't know, like, I think somewhere in the 50s.
250 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, well.
Which makes me think, okay, it's raining now. What's going to happen in a couple of weeks when it gets a little colder?
Ooh.
Are we going to have a repeat of 2010 where we were getting 3 feet like every 2 days?
I hope not. You got a phone call.
I know.
Goodbye. Thank you, Chris. All right. Let's see here. What else is going on? Did you see these animals in the news this week? Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. I will find it. Let me see. To myself, from myself. In Thailand, a guy hit an elephant, an Asian elephant. Did you hear this story? And he hit it in the back legs, and we can't get to it. Okay. Anyway, the elephant turned around and stomped on him, killed the guy. And in the Yukon, here's a very sad story. A trapping family was living in the wilderness. The husband was trapping. The wife and, I believe, 10-month-old baby were at home. They were outside. Mother and child were both attacked and killed by the grizzly bear, a grizzly bear. Okay? Now, one of our measures on bucks, bears, and stags just returned from Yukon not long ago. He took a grizzly bear with a bow and arrow, 600 pounds. Take a 600-pound grizzly bear up against a, you know, 120-pound woman and a 10-month-old infant, and there's no match. The husband came home. The grizzly was still there, probably guarding its kill. It came to him, and he killed the grizzly bear. I mean, justice was served, but can you imagine the heartache of finding your family killed by a wild animal like that? It's not fun out there in the wilderness, folks. It's a lot of danger to it. So, you know, you heard earlier about a guy that didn't make sure his deer was down for the count and got the deer came up with antlers flashing and who's antlers flashing and who's slashing. Cut this guy wide open, a lot of stitches in his skull. Let's see. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How
Good
are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, buddy. How about you?
Good. You know, every week, I look forward to your show. I get up at 5 o'clock.
Got it.
And today is an especially good week.
Okay.
Great show. Really, really great.
Your
ability to tell a story is, it's uncanny. When you're talking about going out hunting with your grandson, it's just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. 30, so I called to reassure.
30 years of doing it.
Well, yeah, right. It takes 30 years to become an overnight sensation.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I appreciate the kind words. I really do. I'm humbled. You know, it'll be 30 years on the 18th of December, I believe. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You and I are running parallel. I started my own accounting practice just before you went on the air.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm very grateful that I found your show so early.
Yeah, well, I do too.
We've grown
together.
Less young together.
Yes, less young. I like that. Yes. Did you understand my comment about numerator and denominator? Accountant,
it was
probably
funny. I can't wait until my granddaughter is old enough for me to tell her.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I got plans.
Good.
So I'm going to reassure you and Chris, there will not be any material accumulation of snow this year.
Okay, good. Why?
Because my friend Robin and I each bought all-wheel drive vehicles.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's going to be a very mild winter. I don't know about the temperature, but we're not going to get a lot of snow.
So you bought four-wheel drives, therefore
now
snow.
That you know how life is.
I do. I mean, wash your car and it rains. Yeah,
right.
And buy a snowblower and it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
You got it.
I got it.
So we did the next best thing to the snowblower.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Very good. Well, thank you for that and for saving Maryland.
Oh, brother, we could use the help.
You have, Mark, you have no idea. None. You really don't. Our average listener out there has no idea, especially when it comes to the outdoors, what happens in the halls of Annapolis and in the halls of Taos.
Yeah, but you got one more minute?
Sure.
I thought I died and woke up in heaven. When I pick up the local paper,
right,
and on the front page, above the fold, is a headline praising hunting. Let me read it, and I'm sure you saw this. Hunters help promote conservation in state. And the subheadline, known as the deck, new approaches aim to continue interest in sport that aids ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't believe it. Never thought that would happen in my lifetime.
Nope. You're right. And it's an article about, part of it's about the first shot program at Blackwater.
Yeah.
With the first time hunters and that type of thing. Yes. Now, if we could just get our own Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service, and the second floor interested in some of those things, well, it would be a miracle. You notice that the bulk of these are presented by private organizations and conservation groups. Yes. Yeah. We have several programs going on in the state right now that are, shall we say, not as polished as they should be. We have outside organizations, coming to Maryland to try to affect public policy with their own brand of the way things should be. When you're standing where I am, you see a lot of things that happen, and I cannot comment on a lot of them because of you know, what I do and what we do in the coalition, but there are wide issues and deep problems. So I'll just say it that way.
Well, there are a lot of free riders.
Well, that's true,
and I mean that literally.
Yep, that's true. So, all right, buddy.
Okay, well, have a great week.
All right, hope to hear from you again. Thank you, Mark.
You betcha.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've got that. Oh, yeah, I gave those back to Chris. Chesapeake Outdoors is located right off Route 50, and that's exit 39B, Dominion Road, right across the Bay Bridge from the western shore, almost to the Bay Bridge coming from the eastern side, and you can get there. It's located, you know, right there on Kent Island. It's the first choice for eastern shore hunters and anglers, and it's in full deer season mode. You know, waterfowl season right around the corner, so it's time to get in there. The guys are in there getting their muzzleloaders tuned up with the accessories from Thompson Center and CVA. They're checking out all the ammunition for a deer, you know, the slugs and the rifle bullets and the waterfowl ammunition, the steel shot, all the gear, all the decoys, all the camo, all the waterfowl calls for waterfowl, you know, anticipation of that, banded camouflage clothing, scent lock apparel for the deer hunters, the Rambo electric bikes, tuning up their Raven crossbows, Excalibur 10-point, Carbon Express, Barnett and Mission crossbows, Matthews compound bows, even got some deals left on Hoyt. They got deals on tree stands, too, if you need a new tree stand, and I know some people that do. But you know what? It's all right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. And if you have a fisherman in the family, what a great place to go for a fishing gift. Check it out. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will be more than glad to help you and assist you with whatever you need. And don't forget, waterfowl season, they do waterfowl picking, too. They'll get that goose or duck ready for the pan. Yes, sir. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
A wet forecast to kick off December this weekend here in Baltimore. Some half-inch-plus rainfall totals coming up in the southwest. This is a Pacific weather system that's crossed the country, so it's got mild, warm air with it and loaded down with moisture. Our temps here this afternoon in the mid-40s. Our low tonight, 43, with rain likely. And then rain showers and thunder showers for the first half of Sunday. Warm with a high of 65 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Onyx. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and even much more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
All right, I'm going to give you two more shotguns. Specifically for the waterfowl hunter, some for, you know, upland if you like, but the Gold Light 10 gauge. Look, if you're after snow geese and you want to reach out there like you need to do, it's the Gold Light 10 gauge. It's a proven standard for auto loading performance. It's a gas operated auto loader with a 3.5 inch chamber, composite stock with a Dura Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, outside. It comes with three standard Invector choke tubes. Now, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet is the A5. The Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo. A fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil operated, kinematic drive, auto loader shotgun with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. It's the A5. It's the A5. It's the A5. You ought to at least take a look at it when you go to Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com is the website. Two S's in the middle. You'll be glad you did.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Nor do we drink deer in the beer stand. Let's talk to Natalie in Stony Beach. Good morning, Natalie. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm Captain Don's wife.
Oh, I just emailed him something. How you doing?
Yeah. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
I just was listening to you briefly, and, well, of course, because my husband's an avid listener.
Oh, yes.
You. And, I just thought it would be interesting to let you know, in Tri-Cities, Washington, where I was recently for work.
Okay.
They start their geese hunting, and they told me their season is from October to January because they're so close to the Canadian border.
Right.
And I saw quite a few pictures of gentlemen that had gotten at least 2 dozen geese at a time. So that's kind of their gig.
Yeah.
There is the
wow.
geese hunting. But I also have to let you know that my husband does sing to me every day. So I've heard so much about you because my husband religiously wakes up early on Saturday,
wow,
which is
glad to hear that. He's a good
very
man.
Very difficult for me. Because
very difficult for you. Too early for you, huh? Yeah.
But I'd like to enter the contest if that would be
all right. Sure, you're in it.
All right.